It's the Darren Copeland Experience, weeknights 8 to 10.
Because you know I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass.
It's the Darren Copeland Experience. It's 8:30 in the evening. The Nuggets have drafted some players.
The Nuggets drafted a shooting forward from Syracuse.
Huzzah! Yay! I like that song, Alex. I really like that song. I can't tell you how much I enjoy the jukebox band. What's it called?
Scott Bradley's
Postmodern Jukebox. I think they were coming. I think they've either just come through Denver or they're coming to Denver again.
Or the PMJ.
Well, you'd know because they have like a 6'11" clown as their mascot.
Puddles Pity Clown. But they've got a whole bunch
it's
of
Puddles
different...
the Clown. It's Puddles, not Piddles.
Puddle Pity Party.
No, it's Puddles Pity Party.
Yeah.
It's like that's the name of a show.
Puddles, Pity.
Because he doesn't do that stuff with Postmodern Jukebox all the time. He does his own show. But then he came in and did a song with Postmodern Jukebox. Postmodern Jukebox brings in like all these different singers. I think the only thing that stays constant is the band behind him, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know...
Well, yeah, the guy on the piano... Is what's his name?
Yeah, what's his old good old what's his
good
name?
Good old what's his name?
Billy
Scott,
Joel.
What's his name? Scott Alexandra or whatever?
I don't know any of the band member names.
I mean, Scott Bradley?
Yes, Scott Bradley. He's the guy on piano.
Okay. That name doesn't mean anything to me.
Okay, well, it's his band.
Okay.
I'm telling you, not asking.
I'm just saying, I don't know who he is. You say that name like I should know who he is.
It's on the name of the band.
It's called Postmodern Jukebox.
Scott Bradley's Postmodern Jukebox.
I've never heard anybody call it Scott Bradley's Postmodern Jukebox.
It should.
That's how it comes up when you look it up on Spotify.
I get that. But when's the last time someone actually called it?
Well, that's too long to say.
Scott
Maybe we do
Bradley's.
SBPMJ.
They just call it PMJ. Postmodern Jukebox.
SB.
But no one says that. Okay. By the way, the Nuggets are 49-51. They're not 49-60.
They were 40-42.
Talking about their picks.
Oh, I'm so sorry. So do you know what I wrote today?
Oh, I'm sure it was probably something whiny.
Yeah, I said an awful lot of youthful screaming coming from Coors Field today. What are all these children doing there at a day game? Don't they have school?
Why were there a lot of kids at the day game?
Because apparently there's no school. Something about summer.
Oh, yeah. I guess it was hot, so I guess it is summer. No kids.
So I wrote early. So if Sensatella cannot let up a 10-run inning today, the Rockies have a great shot to win.
Well, he did not give up a 10-run inning.
Yeah, but he gave two fours.
Yeah, and then a single one. He gave up 9 runs. So that's 2 games in a row where the rookies have been kind of knocked around a bit.
And the problem is a little bit worrying for Rockies fans is that the bullpen was so thin right now. They actually had Tyler Anderson back, and he was in the bullpen available if they needed him in relief. And he actually got up late. And I don't know if he should have gotten the game, but he actually did throw.
Tyler Anderson. Oh, good. Get his arm back in shape or something. I mean, we're going to need him.
Yep.
John
I said maybe the Rockies could trade for Goldschmidt.
Ha. That's not going to happen. They're never going to give up.
Well, they could trade for Eric Hosmer.
Why would we want him?
Because when Eric Hosmer and Goldschmidt were on the same team, Hosmer won the job at first base.
Okay.
I'm just...
So...
I mean, well, you might upgrade your first base there.
What's the matter with our first base now?
He's old. I mean, I don't get me wrong. There's nothing with first base, but he's old.
Oh, my goodness.
What? You keep Desmond in the outfield,
oh,
and you bring in Hosmer.
Oh, my goodness. What's the matter with Mark Story? Or Mark Reynolds? I got it.
Okay.
Mark Reynolds.
Name mashup.
Yeah. He's good. He's old.
Good. How old is he?
33.
Is he 55? He's 33. Come on, man. It's baseball, not football. You can play till you're 50.
No, yeah, baseball is like dog years, man.
No.
33 times 7. He's 210.
He can play just fine at the age of 33.
Do you know who can play better? Is Eric Hosmer.
What makes you say that?
Because when him and Goldschmidt were on the same team, they won.
How many years? How long ago was that?
Like 5.
Okay. So now you're saying that 5 years later, he's
the
exact same
player. And since then, Hosmer's won a World Series, been to one World Series, won another.
Oh, he carried them all the way to the World Series by himself?
He did.
Uh-huh. Okay. Liar. There's no reason to go get a guy you don't need. You've got a good first baseman. You don't need another guy.
You could
guy.
Have a great first baseman.
He's not great. Eric Hosmer's not great. You drive me.
He's the best at ever.
He's the best that ever was. And then he got shot.
That always happens.
That's a reference most kids aren't going to get.
It's a movie called The Natural.
Yes. He's a fine first baseman. I've seen him play. He's no better than Mark Reynolds. Is he younger? How much younger is he?
Oh,
2 years
now,
younger?
I was told there'd be no math.
You just look it up.
Eric. Air.
We do have a guest. We're going to get to her in a few minutes. I know you're just itching to complain about having to go to the Rockies game today.
I wasn't complaining about going. I was complaining about staying.
But you get there so early.
Well, that's the way you avoid the parking.
Dude, take the light rail down. Drops you off right there. Walk over to the stadium, like a seventh inning. Shag your sound after the game is over. Go home. You're there for 2 hours.
I can't go home. I can't go home because I have to come here.
Okay, well, you come here, cut your sound out, send it down the wire.
I can do it. I can send the... So his WAR in 2017 is 1.1 above replacement.
How old is he?
He is... I don't know. I can't see.
We'll
look up.
Figure it out when we get back. We'll let you complain, and then we'll get to our guest. It's the Darren Copeland Experience. We'll be back.
It's the Darren Copeland Experience. More with Darren after this. From the Queen of England to the Hounds of Hell.